So good afternoon.
Thank you so much. I will quickly try and introduce you. This is open source software for all. What can policymakers do to increase the uptake of open source software in the EU? And that will perfectly also lead us over into the panel discussion that's happening right after with all the speakers that still are present and can still continue being present. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's good to be here again. At FOSDEM, I was here for quite some time. I think the first time was with Ben Russell. I don't think anyone here knows Ben. Ben Russell. He was the author of HeadMap, and I all urge you to have a look at HeadMap. He wrote it in 1989, 1999. It was the first text that really tried to capture the space in which we're in now, this ambient hybrid space of digital, virtual, analog connectivity. And afterwards, he, like Bastian Ader, but Bastian Ader got lost at sea, Ben got lost somewhere. So nobody knows where he is. The last thing we heard was that he was on an Indonesian beach, but that was a long time ago, trying to sell sandals. But I think he saw this whole space coming and decided sort of not to be part of it. But then again, just I all urge you to Google or take or any other, go head map, and you get the text. It's extremely for that time. So just briefly, at this moment, I recently joined Martel Innovate as senior policy and communication specialist. For one of the hats that I wear today is for a project called NGI Commons. Martel is very, very present in the space of open source with smart city platforms like Orchestra, with projects like thank you, Francesco. Projects like NGI for All and Nexus Forum, so basically we're trying to contribute to the field of open source from both tech, policy, and communication. As we heard today, and as we are all here, I think it's not. We don't have to sell open source anymore. That's not the point. The point is now: how can we embed the new spaces that are going to come, the 5G, 6G, AI native spaces where we basically all want to be. But today we talk about NGI Commons and one specific factor in that, and that's policy. And we're trying to deliver, and also you heard this morning maybe Jan Kruger and Nick Gates that we wrote a strong big report on this, but we also want to get your input, and we would like to get your input now. So Francesco has a way to do it, and he's going to try to get your input in the next 10 minutes on two questions, and we got exactly 10 minutes left. Fantastic. So there you go, Francesco.
Thank you very much, Robert. Robert said, I know how to do it. Well, hopefully, that's really optimistic, so I hope this is going to be interesting for you as much as we think it will be for us.
Speak up,
sure.
The mic is just for the video.
I will, thanks. So we have a task, we have a challenge, easy one. As you can see, we are going to solve the problem of adoption of open source software in 10 minutes. Sounds realistic, no? And we're going to do it, here you can choose. Ideally, you can talk to the person sitting beside you, but if you prefer to do it on your own, fine with us. So you can point this QR code. It's on Participy. It's German-based and has a good privacy policy. So I'll let you have a minute to scan the QR. And then I'll guide you through the questions. Let's see when. Great. Okay. So I see phones are down now mostly, so I'll switch to the main act. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to put it in the chat room so people on the stream can get it.
It's also, I uploaded the slides, huh? So. Right. So. Now you have 5 minutes to discuss among each other on the first question, which is what is the main barrier to open source user adoption? So we're talking specifically about software. Just one answer. As simple as possible, we're trying just to get the feeling of the room, the temperature on the room on that. So
I think your first idea of discussing it with your neighbor was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. So go ahead. Yeah. Discuss.
Can you repeat the question?
Can you repeat the question? Which question?
It's your question.
Oh, sorry. Yes. What is the main barrier to open source user adoption? Okay. Okay, interesting input. So knowledge of its existence and availability makes sense. Separate forced purchase of software. Yeah. Interoperability. Wow. I'll try to scroll down so we can all see what happens here. Training and education. Great point. Marketing. Awareness. Of course. Of course. Not all open source software is for end users. That is very true. Here we're trying to focus on the end users in this case, but that's an excellent point. User lock-in by big tech companies. Youth not being introduced to OSS products. Fantastic. And marketing, we have somebody who wrote it twice. Okay, let's see. 24. Pre-installed software, yeah, and less streamlined accessibility of OS solutions, absolutely. So I think we are slowing down with the answers. Lack of interoperability of main proprietary application solutions, okay, fantastic. And protectionism, which is, yeah. Okay, so we have 26 answers. Thank you for this. Now, in order to be conscious of time, now we're going to solve this problem. So again, in the same with the same person you discussed, we find a solution to the issue that you posed. So how would you solve this? Again, you should see your mobiles switching to the new question. One action to remove or reduce the barriers you identified. Just one action.
Take some pictures of people talking because I cannot
tell because we need consent. Money. Yes, money. Public sector adoption and promotion. Yes, this was also in a talk a few days ago. Collaboration. Great. Okay, on this I think we have a bit more than 5 minutes overall for this pass, so I'll let you discuss more because it's more complicated. We know we cannot save Europe in 5 minutes. But it's about time, huh? It's really, really all about time. So we have early adoption in schools, fantastic, and that's the second touching upon also the public sector adoption. API standardization. Yeah, we have a lot of references to public sector government entities to actually use open source in their operations. Again, universities, Digital Markets Act, DMA, I suppose it's that. Walk the talk, which I can imagine is touching upon the same point. Implication of other people than developers and collaboration. Absolutely. Okay. 29 answers. Wow, even more participation. Thank you. Thank you very much. Legal bodies shared among users. And I am a producer. Okay. And demand open interoperability. So, yes. Make open source software less ugly. Well, it depends. Come on. There's also beautiful open source software out there. Okay, so I think we have quite a bit of participation. Maybe we can, if somebody wants to just launch one comment, we can open the floor. If somebody wants to, yes, go ahead.
Awareness,
yes.
Level zero, awareness. People don't use open source because they don't know open source.
Yeah.
So I am in connection with lots of activist communities.
Wait, let's do like that.
So I'm from Portugal, and I'm in contact with lots of activist communities, so people that are fighting against domination from big corporations. And the first thing I tell them, which they are completely oblivious, is, but there is a community operation, things that you can already use, which is open source. And so this first level is the most important thing that we must do. And the second level, which is the second question, is have workshops where they can start and using it. At least they know. They might not like it. They might miss features, but at least they know there is an alternative. And once you have those two steps, anything can be built upon. But these first two levels are extremely important. So right now for Portugal, we are on ground level. Zero. So awareness is the place where I'm where I'm in right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your input on this. Yes. Let me see. How can I reach you? Maybe here. Yes.
I think the word ecosystem is really important at kind of all levels. For example, if you're an enterprise, right, you don't buy a concrete truck and a backhoe if you want an office. You go and rent an office from somebody, and that office has air conditioning that works and security doors and so forth, right? And in open source software, you're being offered like little bits and pieces, but nobody's going to put it together for you, okay? Or you just put it together, Mr. Large Enterprise, right? That's never going to happen. Your job, unless you're a software company, which is not the vast majority of companies, your job is to make shoes or widgets or whatever you're doing, right? So you want a pre-baked solution, and you want 24/7 support for it, and you're used to running it through your procurement department, right? And then you have one small engineer. I'm going to get this thing off so I can breathe. You have one small engineer that comes along and says, hey, what about this open source thing? The cost is really, really low. And they go, okay, who's going to support that, right? Well, there are a few open source software companies out there trying to support these things, but it's hard being a startup in Europe. Having done it both in the US and Europe, I can tell you that I spend more time doing administrative stuff as a contractor than I do helping my clients, okay? Or as much time. It's about 50-50. And that's just not the case in the States. My accountant takes care of it all. I file one tax thing for the year, done. And there are so many tax incentives for startups and all of that stuff. And various governments here have kind of performative things to that, but we're just not there yet in Europe. The attitude, the idea that there is an exception for small business entrepreneurs, again, whether it's in software or anything else, right, is just not a thing in most European governments. Some of them are getting it. Some of them are getting it, but not in the largest European countries.
Yes, I see. I see your point, and it's discussed a lot in these days in these rooms. So thanks so much. I think that our time is up, right? Yes.
A bit.
A bit. Okay. So thank you very much for your participation, and yeah, thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Francesco. Sorry for the marathon.